This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, you want to do this? Because we are officially in the NFL offseason. So everyone starts ruminating and opining and writing about what each team needs to do and address next for next season. So if you want to do this, I'll tell you what Yahoo Sports is saying about the Miami Dolphins. If you're ready, I know it's just Wednesday after the Super Bowl, but it's the offseason now. And if you're ready to know what people are saying, you see, I'm wearing a Marlins jersey, by the way, because spring training started today.
Yes.
So we can talk about that, or we can talk about what the Dolphins need to do according to Yahoo Sports.
Let's go first, because Solana threw a curveball at me yesterday late in the show talking about we need Kurt damn Cousins. So, yeah, let's see what Yahoo had to say, because I don't know what Solana was talking about.
As what? The backup?
I read.
And he's going to take two of his – no, he read an article. I mean, it wasn't a lot. He read an article, but somebody was saying we need Kirk Cousins. I was like, that's what we need is Kirk Cousins?
Bold predictions for the upcoming season, and I think it was SI.com wrote the Dolphins should go after Kirk Cousins. He would be perfect in Miami, and that they even went as far as to say he would ultimately take the job from Tua Tagovailoa next season and lean off the Dolphins' running game.
There are – two possibilities for Dolphins backup. I mentioned him on Monday when I was here. It's Jameis Winston or Aaron Rodgers or get out of my face.
There's a chance Jameis gets a starting job, though.
There's a chance Jameis goes into television and just gives up on football and makes millions being a television personality because he was the breakout star of the Super Bowl.
He was hard, but I think Jameis would hold on to that $30 million check a little longer.
Here's what Yahoo Sports says about the Dolphins' upcoming season. The headline is salary cap situation presents a big challenge. Overview. The Dolphins' season was summed up by Tyreek Hill's frustration coming out during and after the season finale. Hill refused to enter a game against the Jets, then said he was done with the Dolphins. I'm out, bro. Hill said, it was great playing here, but at the end of the day, I got to do what's best for my career because I'm too much of a competitor to just be out there. Everything seems like it was smoothed over and was said in a moment of frustration and emotion. It still spoke to the Dolphins' underlying issues. The Dolphins missed the playoffs, and it probably was due to Tagovailoa missing time because of another concussion. Even if Tua stayed healthy and Miami made the playoffs, it didn't seem like a team that was close to the top tier of AFC teams. There are questions about the culture under head coach Mike McDaniel and whether the Dolphins are good enough to compete for the AFC's title. There's a lot to fix in one offseason. Key free agents, Javon Holland, Robert Jones, Calais Campbell, Tyrell Dodson, and Liam Eikenberg, whether you want to hear that or not. And Yahoo, who's in, who's out. Here's where the Dolphins offseason gets tricky. They would presumably love to retain Javon Holland, a top safety who's only 24 years old, but they will have this. But will they have the salary cap space for it? The same applies to Jones and Eichenberg, the Dolphins' starting guards from last season, as well as other veterans like Campbell and safety Jordan Poyer. The Dolphins lost some high-priced free agents last offseason, and it seems like that will happen again this year. Key free agent needs: guard, safety, backup quarterback. I won't tell you what they say about it, but then it gets down to, do they have the money? The Dolphins have been aggressive over the past few years, and their cap issues reflect it. They had the fifth worst cap situation in the NFL at a projected $16 million over the cap, according to Spotrac. For a roster that needs work to make it back to the playoffs and a lot of work to get into a championship conversation, the cap problems are a big obstacle. They say a couple of potential cuts: Bradley Chubb, Teron Armstead. They list what the draft choices they have, who might be a good draft pick. But basically, it comes down to, do they have the money to recalibrate? Now, we didn't think last season they did, and they kind of did. If you remember, we were like, oh, my God, yeah, they lost Van Ginkle, they lost Wilkins, and all of a sudden they made some acquisitions. I mean, we thought Poyer was a decent acquisition. Didn't work out to be that way. But yeah, the question is really going to come for the Dolphins: do they have the money to recalibrate in a way that's going to make them competitive?
You have to recalibrate. I love the phrase of that is what they're doing, but you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, because last year they figured out how to get some money available, but then you have to get old guys and see what works out. The Calais Campbell thing working out was brilliant. Great. He was 37, 38 years old, whatever. Like, it was great for him to be as impactful as he is, but then you have the Jordan Poyers who don't work out. Do you reset? And I know people don't want to say that. Do you start from scratch and try to figure it out from there? You lost Robert Hunt. He was a Pro Bowler this year. You lost Christian Wilkins. You're going to lose Jalen Phillips sooner or later. He comes back from injury. He's a monster when he's healthy. You're pushing, what's it called, kicking the can down the road, but there's still no money in the can because you're paying Jalen, you're paying Teron, you're paying Tua, you're paying Waddle, you're paying Tyreek. You're using your money, and you can see where the money's being used, but now you can't get those other pieces. And we talked about it earlier in the week, and Salon and myself talking about yesterday, Hawk. Like, it's not just guards. We need guards, tackles, centers, tight ends. We need everything, that anybody that puts their hand down on the ground, we need them to be one of these teams, beat the Eagles, beat the Chiefs. You saw the blueprint, and I don't know if – Chris Greer has to do it, but I think it's a very difficult task to get that together with the money they have.
Does anybody else want to do this today, or are we ready to talk spring training?
This is what we need to do. Give a little encouragement to Dolphin fans.
Well, is it encouraging? Because I would say, again, you know where I stand on this. Take all available money, which right now is negative $15 million, mm-hmm, but find some and then take all available money and put it in a backup quarterback.
Then you're losing your safeties,
No, I mean, you're going to have to have people out there. I get it. But if you ask me right now, and I love Javon Holland, you've got a little bit of a bucket to spend. Mm-hmm. You want to put it on Javon, or you want to put it on a backup quarterback? I'm going to tell you backup quarterback.
It's kind of funny what's like. We laughed about it. Javon Holland, a 24-year-old safety, or Kirk Cousins. You want Kirk Cousins?
If you said we can do one of those two things in the offseason, yes, I would take Kirk Cousins.
It's kind of the same money. Javon's going to get $20 million a year. Kirk needs a bunch. 20, I think Kirk's making 20 something a year. So that's not the Hawk. That's not the way you build a championship team.
But I think they're closer than other people think. I just think they're closer. I think they're a backup quarterback away.
You brought up Liam Eichenberg. We're about to lose our starting guard that's not even good at football, and we're worried about who's going to take his place. There was nobody better. No one has taken Liam Eikenberg's place. He gets run over every game. Teron Armstead's 116 years old. Austin Jackson just plays whatever position you tell him to play. Hey, left guard, right guard, left tackle. Okay, coach.
You know what? With all that said, when Tua went down in that Buffalo game, if Aaron Rodgers runs in there for that second half and then plays the next four games, you have an entirely different season. Period. End of story.
He had one of the worst offenses in New York, too. Huck?
No, his statistically, it was one of his best seasons ever. It was.
Aaron, it was not. That's why they cut him. Aaron, oh, it's not that easy to say.
No, he was a pain in the ass. And they went through a coaching change. Aaron Glenn had a conversation with him, said, you got to give up all this stuff. Ayahuasca, Pat McAfee show. We're in a different spot, man. We need Aaron Rodgers. Jets didn't.
Hawk, he had one of his best seasons ever statistically?
I think he did, yeah. It was shocking to me as well. And I really don't want Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying, if you had an Aaron Rodgers type come in rather than Skyler Huntley, what the hell is the guy's name? No one knows.
Yeah, Skyler Huntley. But when you say we're a backup quarterback away, and if Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or Jameis Winston were the backup quarterback for those four games, Hawk, you say that and you say this would have been a different season. What do you mean by that? Because I want to specify here. They would have gone to the postseason, and then what?
And anything can happen in the postseason. Okay. You watch that Washington team?
Okay. I mean, that's...
I'm being serious. Yeah. I'm being serious. Anything can happen.
I get you, but I don't fall under that category of anything can happen, just get in.
Of course anything can happen. Yes, it can.
Okay, anything...
The Giants won a Super Bowl squeaking in as a wild card team.
But, Hawk, anything can happen, sure. But why not build a team where you don't have to fall under the category of... Hey, just
you
be there and anything
time.
Can happen.
You don't have time.
Or you realize that your team was built incorrectly and you say, you know what?
You want to do that again?
We have to change course. Right.
If that's what you want to do.
I do, because I'm looking at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go ahead. Stand up and say it. You want the Dolphins to clean house and start a rebuild.
You don't have to clean house. You don't have
to
clean house.
Till 2028.
You don't have to clean house, but you have to come to terms with the fact that the guys you committed a ton of money to a year ago aren't getting you closer to actually being a contender. Maybe getting a playoff win. Maybe getting in. Anything can happen. You can beat one team in the playoffs. You are not going through the Chiefs, through the Bills, and through the Ravens in back-to-back-to-back games as a wild card team with this group. You're just not.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers, Jets, pretty long-running NFL franchise. Aaron Rodgers finished the season with 28 TD passes, ranks him third on the Jets' single-season list for touchdown passes, and his 3,897 yards passing, which, by the way, all came against the Dolphins in the final game. His 3,897 yards passing are third most in Jets history behind Joe Namath, 1967, and Ryan Fitzpatrick in 2015.
But Hawk, I understand what you're saying. We say it about hockey. Get in the tournament, you see what happens.
Yeah.
We talked about they get in the tournament, I think they replace the Broncos. They go play the Bills that already whooped their ass twice. Now they're going to go play the Ravens or the Chiefs.
I remember
or
them playing the Bills pretty tough.
They're not built like those other AFs. They're not making it past the first round.
Well, if you were okay with going to the postseason, and then missing out on the postseason because of a concussion, and then just blowing it up and saying, all right, we're not going to do it again until 2030. That's on you.
But why 2030? Why 2030?
That's a hell of a kick. That's what I was going to say, Solana. We're kicking the can. We're not kicking the can 5 years away. That's a long-ass kick.
Well, what are you going to do?
You called it recalibrate. You have to recalibrate. They can't. I tell you this, flat out. I don't think they can get good enough if they have two $30 million receivers. Waddle and Tyreek cannot make $30 million. Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown don't make $30 million a year, both of them. Like, you have to divvy your money out to where it is. I wish this was baseball. I wish we were the Yankees where we could just pay everybody. I think Steve
$30 million, though, is not going to buy you a ton. So where are you going to spend it? Let's say you free up $30 million in cap.
Fat people.
Okay.
Fat people. Linemen.
Because Jameis looked a little, he looked a little hefty to me when I saw him in New Orleans. Jameis looked a little heavy.
No one, we're in a very peculiar situation where our backup quarterback has to also be a starting quarterback because we know Tua's not going to stay healthy. I hope Solana's figured that out too, because he always argued about 2 years ago when Tua played 17 games. It's not what Tua does. That's not his life.
Me.
But I don't want to spend 20-something. You kept saying, well, Tua was healthy last year. You said it all this year. He was healthy last year. No, Tua's not going to stay healthy.
On the contrary. I that was my whole point.
That was me.
You were arguing for Skylar Thompson. Yeah, I got it reversed.
I did
somebody
get that wrong.
Somebody kept saying, well, he's like Skylar Thompson and what's the boy, Butt Boyle, whatever his name was. It's not like we're in a peculiar situation where there is no other team right now going into this offseason saying, hey, let's address this backup quarterback situation because that's right top on the list. No one says that.
It takes a little unique thought process to realize that's the place you're missing.
It's where you failed at that for years after years after years. Right. Skyler was
correct
here 3 years.
You're a postseason team. Get to the postseason, anything can happen. You guys aren't ready for this conversation yet. You don't have the guts.
By the way,
listen.
Last Jets quarterback to make a Pro Bowl was 2008, Brett Favre. Before that, you have to go back to 1998, Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, he was so good. He was so good. All right, let's do headlines. Because you guys aren't ready for this. You're just not ready. But that's fine. You'll get there. Listen, we got a long off season, but you'll get there.
Let's go fast.
Headlines with Alejandro Solana brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
My Kirk Cousins idea doesn't sound too bad now, does it, Crowder?
That's got it. Wants to spend the salary cap on a backup. Well, hell, Kirk Cousins is about to be a bunch of damn money to get him.
Yeah. I'd get Cousins and Aaron Rodgers and have Tua as your starter and just be ready.
And no linemen.
Give me a little breaking news music. We do have some breaking news. You have any breaking news music? Biggie. Take a sip of my ginger ale. The Marlins have agreed to terms with right-handed starting pitcher Cal Quantrill.
Everybody's doing the fish.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah!
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So from what I understand now from Craig Mish on Twitter, got to find it.
Sandy better watch out.
Marlins have now spent more free agent money this offseason than the Cardinals and Brewers. So stop harassing him.
The fish.
Wow.
Big Cal.
Cal Quantrill.
How you spell his last name?
That doesn't matter.
Do some research. You.
We wanted a move, though. I mean, that's a move.
There you go. We got ourselves a move.
A? Q-U. Qual?
According to ESPN's Alden Gonzalez, who covers MLB, Quantrill gives a young Marlins rotation a durable veteran who has a knack for getting ground balls and isn't far removed from a nice stretch in Cleveland from 2021 to 2022.
All right. Just out of curiosity, what happened from 2022 to 2025.
A lot more home runs, less ground balls. But it's all right. Skip will get him back into form, man. Skip is going to get him right back into form.
And who is our Skip? Who's the manager? What's his name?
Clayton McCullough, right? Isn't that his name?
Clayton McCullough.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you.
I trust a Clayton. It's a strong name. Strong name.
All right.
Baseball name. Clayton Kershaw, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clayton. Bigsby.
Oh, Clayton Bigsby. Have him as manager. Well, at least give us some entertainment.
Wasn't he blind?
He was blind.
But strong conviction.
He did have strong conviction.
Strong conviction in his beliefs.
Boy, that roster would look funny.
Want me to do headlines here, Hawk?
Yeah, I thought you'd be gone.
I had not.
All right.
Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, Trish Mover.
I did this.
Did he?
He did.
Huh. Missed that.
You okay?
Pay attention, man.
Sorry, I was just overcome with emotion. I mean, we got Quintrilius. What's his name?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, you nailed
Cloud Quintrill. Hey, Hawk, Jimmy was locked in yesterday.
Was he?
I don't know. It was because Solana jumped up, you know, and you weren't here. Boy, Jimmy, he had almost had a heart attack in the 5 o'clock hour. He was so locked in.
With like stats and additions to the show, like how was he locked in?
I don't know. Just paying attention, and then he couldn't watch his hockey game. He was upset. It was weird.
None of that. I don't know. Do you remember what happened, Crowder? Because I actually, Hawk, I gave Jimmy an opportunity. Start the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Real Madrid was playing the Champions League against Manchester City.
Because there was no hockey game yesterday, was there?
No hockey.
The Four Nations starts tonight.
Yeah. Does it suck?
Are you okay?
No, look. I was being facetious. Oh. Solana gave through him alley-oop, and he didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh.
I come out of the gate, Hawk. Real Madrid stuns Manchester City on the road. 2 goals in the final 6 minutes. I know Jimmy's been watching the game because the whole time on the stream, his eyeballs are down on his phone, which is what he does the whole time. We pay him to watch other sports during our show.
Right.
I knew what he was watching. He's a massive Real Madrid fan. I come out of the gate, brother. Jimmy, massive win for Los Blancos, for Real Madrid. That's your squad. No, they tied. I'm like, no, they won. I watched it. They won. Oh, I wasn't watching. And that's it. It just that,
what
that
were you
it.
Watching, Jimmy?
I was paying attention to the show.
I feel like we might have an OnlyFans situation going on here.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. And what are they called? The Blancos?
Los
yeah,
Blancos.
I think you know what he was watching.
One of his categories.
The Heat, they play the Thunder tonight. So, after failing to reach the century mark in points over the last 2 games against Brooklyn and then, of course, in Andrew Wiggins' debut on Monday versus the Boston Celtics, the Heat now endeavor to do that against the NBA's best defensive team at Oklahoma City tonight. Tyler
and
Hero.
And are they looking for a win tonight, or you just want to see them break 100?
Yeah, break 100 points. I think we'll all be satisfied with that.
I gotcha. Dolphins have to win the Super Bowl. Heat just need to break 100 tonight. You're happy.
Three titles in the last 20 years.
I want to make sure that I have
three titles.
Just want to make sure I have the parameters right for every team here.
Three titles.
Not okay for the Dolphins to sneak into a postseason. They have to win the Super Bowl, and if they don't house whoever they're playing, it's a wasted season. The Heat, break 100. We don't care if you win or you lose.
You watched Scary Terry and them the other night, Hawk? It was ugly.
if I have to watch Scary Terry much longer, then suppose watching a different game than every other Heat fan is.
That game was ridiculous.
Hero and Jaquez, they have landed in OKC. They're questionable.
They landed in Oakley. What is that?
Duncan Robinson and Terry Rozier, the aforementioned Scary Terry, are listed as questionable. They have a stomach illness now. I don't know what the hell happened at the Heat's charity event a couple nights ago, but
I've got it. Something's going around.
Hog was over there sneezing on people.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, 80 degrees. That is your weather.
Okay. Anything else? Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah!
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
By the way, before we talk with Gelby here, the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida, and we've got your chance to win tickets. If you want to win and you go to the Renaissance Festival, you see over 100 artisans selling their crafts and 100 performers performing. It's a great day, and it runs for a while. But if you want to win tickets, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register right there. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He spent all last week in New Orleans covering the Super Bowl. He joins us now from the WFAN studios in New York City. How did the city of New Orleans do as Super Bowl host?
Unbelievable. I'm still wiped. You know, a lot of food, a lot of drinking, and a lot of partying. Crowder, I see you nodding your head. I think you'd be in agreement there.
I ran out of juice. Couldn't even go out Saturday night. I could not just – Wednesday, Thursday, Friday drained me. I did a Nike camp and went to sleep. I was asleep by 9 on Saturday.
Yeah, I see. I don't really know how much I believe that. I think that's just your way of just saying that you went to bed because you didn't hang out with me. But I am officially past my prime is what I'm realizing. Like, I could still turn up. I could still have fun. But I'm beat now, still a few days later.
Gelby, did you get into any other good restaurants? Because we talked about it on the show. I thought I was just going to walk up to Drago's or hang out at Justine's, and it didn't work that way for me.
I went to Drago's. I went to GW Finn's. I think I went to this place. It was unbelievable. Herb Saint. So I went to, yeah, some really good restaurants.
You were glad handing? Like, were you working your connections so that they would take you to dinner?
No, two of them I just scheduled like a week and a half in advance. The other one, a buddy made the reservation, and one, Pat Peterson, when I went out to dinner with him and Bryant McFadden, they got us into the Chop House. Like, I think it was, we were going to go to Commander's Palace, and then Pat just said, no, we're going to the Chop House. And I think he just walked in and got us in.
I actually saw Bryant McFadden the night after at somebody's party, Shannon Sharp or some, I don't know, some party I was at. And we talked about it. And I was like, hey, I heard you gambling last night. Where'd you hear that at?
Yeah.
I was like, no, my man Gelb. He was like, oh, no, Gelb's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. Yeah. Me and Brian talked about
you. So a downgrade for Brian McFadden goes from hanging with Zach Gelb to Shannon Sharp. Wow. What a fall off. What a D-list celebrity. Goes from the big time to the small leagues.
Every night can't be the best.
How surprised were you at the way Philadelphia just manhandled Kansas City? And Kansas City played a game unlike any you've seen them play in a couple of seasons.
So I said that I thought the Eagles are going to win 31-23, but I thought the start of the game was going to be the most important. And I did not think they were going to blow them out. Let me be clear. But I did say if there was going to be a team that would blow out one another in this game, it would be more likely the Eagles than the Chiefs. But I thought the start was so important because you saw the Texans-Chiefs playoff game. The Texans defense was awesome. The offense just didn't have anything. And you know that Eagles offense is that much better. So my big take going into this game was the Eagles just had to punch early and hope that they build a big enough lead that at the end when Mahomes finally gets going, it wouldn't be enough to catch up. But yeah, when it was 24-0, I was like, wow, this game is over. When the DeGene interception happened, I go, okay, they're in a really good spot. But I thought the biggest play of the game was the Zach Bond interception. And then you pound that in the end zone with A.J. Brown and you make it 24-0 because if Mahomes didn't throw that pick, remember, it's 17-0. If he goes down the field and get even a field goal or a touchdown, they get the ball coming out of half, and then maybe it's a different game. But the Eagles are the better team in the trenches, and that's usually what happens in this league. The team that's better in the trenches ends up winning.
And, Gil, the conversation after the Super Bowl, I think it's overreaction where now the Eagles are the dynasty style and the Kansas City Chiefs have to reboot and all that. Like, we overreacting because if I have to pick somebody to win the AFC next year, it's going to be the Chiefs that I just watched beat the Bills, that I just watched beat the Ravens. Like, I don't think the Chiefs are at a loss right now. I think they had their worst game on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I think there are some overreactions. Like, do I expect the Eagles to get another one with this young core in the next 5 years? Sure. Are they going to go get two more and become a dynasty? I'm not ready to go there, but they still have an incredible offensive line. You look at the defense, the amount of guys that they have that are still young. And offensively, we know you got Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. You know, it's kind of crazy. Howie Roseman, who got killed in Philadelphia, and deservedly so, because he drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and then also Jalen Reagor when he could have got D.K. Metcalf, and he also could have got Justin Jefferson. Since then, though, he's been unbelievable. Remember, he traded a first-round pick for A.J. Brown, and then I pulled this up today. These are some of the names that he drafted since 2020. Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Milton Williams, N'Kobe Dean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean. Look how many youngsters that they have. And also you have a quarterback who I think is now viewed as a top five quarterback, but he's someone that has now outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice in the big game. So I think the Eagles are going to be good for a while because of that young core. But yeah, would it shock me if Kansas City wins the Super Bowl next year? Hot take, no, it would not.
How about the halftime show? You were there.
Terrible.
What were your terrible?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I usually think the halftime show sucks in the building because it's made for people at home. I thought the one in LA was unbelievable. Rap sometimes isn't always great live. Like I remember I was a huge Wiz Khalifa fan as a kid. I saw him live once and I go, this is absolutely awful. If I was organizing the Super Bowl halftime show for next year, I saw Post Malone. This week, he was incredible. So I would think maybe Post Malone, or since it's going to be in San Francisco, I believe, next year, out on the West Coast, maybe go Green Day as well. But I thought Kendrick, it's weird, not to get into the weeds here, and I know that Channing Crowder is not a big Drake fan, so I'm not going against you here, Channing. Actually, that was a win for Drake because this is your moment, Kendrick. We all know you're going to play Not Like Us. But he kept on teasing it. And when you do an entire halftime show just to get to bashing Drake, if I'm Drake, yeah, I know you're getting called a pedophile, which one wants to get called. But I'm like, this guy wasted his moment to really just talk about me.
Aside from being called a pedophile.
You know, if you could just ignore
He owned him. Yeah.
If you could just ignore that, I thought it was a major dud and you just tried to make it all about me.
But Gabby, did you see the symbolism, the Squid Games, the prison yard of the United States, red, white, and blue? Hawk, we've talked about it already. Hawk's like, I don't want to have to look into stuff. But he's an artist. He wanted to paint a picture. He had 12 minutes to paint a picture, and I think he did a great job. Serena Williams crip walking on a grave.
Yeah.
And she used to date Drake. Like it. I think it was a lot of
stadium,
like, little hidden nuggets.
In stadium, you couldn't tell any of that crap. You really like I saw Samuel L. Jackson, obviously Serena Williams, and I saw a bunch of red, white, and blue. I didn't even see the game over sign that showed afterwards, but I went back and watched it because I always do that. And I go, maybe my opinion will change. I understand what you're saying, Channing, but yeah. Musically, I you know what? I saw Big X the Plug at the Eagles post game party. I know most people wouldn't know who he is if he was standing right in front of you. He was better than what I saw at the Super Bowl halftime show. He was awesome,
point,
Big X.
My point was there's a time and a place for Easter eggs, and let me delve deeper into what the real meaning of what he's doing here. That was not the time or place for me. For me, a Super Bowl halftime show, I want, you know, fireworks and Left Shark and Shakira and her tongue. And Janet Jackson.
Like, but Justin Timberlake, you want a little rip the bra off, get a little
exactly
booby action is what you're saying.
I don't like I see her boob. I don't have to go, I wonder what the symbolism is there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to worry about the symbolism. Oh, hey, boob, let's go. You know, like I don't need all the hoo-ha. I don't have to work, you know, during the halftime show. I'm working. All of a sudden I'm on Google. I'm using AI to help me watch a Super Bowl halftime
show. Did you stay for the game, Channing?
No, I left Sunday morning at a 5:30 a.m. flight.
Okay, so when you were watching it on TV, did you realize, you know, the significance that you're saying? Did you realize that in the moment, or was it like afterwards when everyone else had the reaction? Just curious.
A lot of, well, like you're saying, the Samuel Jackson thing was just Uncle Sam, L. Jackson. Like, you saw what they were getting after. I got the Squid Games, but then afterwards on Twitter, then when he was dancing in the middle of the American flag because it was divided, and now you're seeing all the stuff. But all Kendrick's videos if you go back and watch them, like, they all have symbolism. So yeah, that's what he does. Like, he's one of those guys.
I almost got canceled, by the way, at halftime. So when you're at the Super Bowl, like, you don't know what it looks like on TV. So the guy that was a dancer that ran around with the Palestine flag or whatever, I just thought it was a random fan that ran on the field. And I always make this joke whenever a fan runs on the field at the Super Bowl. I tag Matt Chatham, who once decked a streaker right out of halftime of the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, they really needed Matt Chatham, but good job by the security. I didn't realize how long that guy was running around because I just saw him get tackled. So I put out a video of him getting tackled. I make that joke right away. Like, I get 15 replies like within 2 minutes, and I go, oh, I'm deleting this. I've had too many beers at the Super Bowl. I go, I'm not getting into this. I go, everyone, I'm Jewish. Please give me a pass on this one.
All right, real quick, because we're going to run out of time, and I do like talking NBA with you. The ceiling for Luka and LeBron in LA is what?
Maybe get to a conference final. Maybe. Like, I don't think they're winning a chance. This, to me, is more about the future. And this is, they've finally made a move to set themselves up with a megastar post LeBron James. And Nico Harrison, man, they should just fire him now. Whatever conspiracy theories you want to throw out there, they're trying to move the team to Vegas. You know, Luka's out of shape. You know, did anyone say, I know he did not play great in the NBA finals, but did anyone care when they went to the finals last year? So this was one of those moves where Nico Harrison thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and you want a certain culture, but your culture doesn't work if you get rid of a top five player. So I'm not a fan
of this. Anyway, 5 years from now, that we can look back on that trade and say, yeah, you know what? Nico Harrison was smart. That was a smart trade.
No, because why is Anthony Davis's body going to hold up?
Oh, I agree. I don't think it was smart when I was shocked. I don't think there's any way that Dallas ends up winning that trade somehow. I just didn't know if there's any scenario where you go, you know what? He had it right.
And also, it just shows you how dumb it is that you couldn't even shop him, because I think the reason why you couldn't shop him is you didn't want the word to get out, because if the word got out, the fans would have basically tried to stop the trade.
You wouldn't have been
happening.
Able to go through with it. You would not have been able to go through with it.
Exactly. And you got so little for return. I've never seen a trade where everyone thought it was fake at first, and they thought the best NBA insider now since Woj is retired and Shams Charania got hacked. Like, I still think he got hacked, and he already played a game for the Lakers. You know, it's crazy.
But the conspiracy theory thing, Mark Cuban has the team for years. Then they always try to compete, and then I was surprised he sold it. He sold off the majority ownership, and then this happens. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but as I'm reading them, Gelby, it seems a little fishy.
You need some justification, because just trading Luka Doncic right now makes absolutely positively zero sense. It's still stunning a week later.
I can't imagine what it must feel like to be a Mavs fan. And you
did you see them last night?
Yeah.
They were kicking the fans out of the building for chanting fire Nico. How do you do that? You spit in your fans' face by trading Luka, and then these guys still pay their own money, and you kick them out? It's very James Dolan-like. Whenever a fan shows up, and now they don't do it because the Knicks are good, and they say fire Dolan or have a sign. You could take the sign away, but kicking the fans out, that to me is ludicrous.
But just crazy. I just can't imagine being a fan, because you're so invested in a guy who's been just like the perfect guy and taking you to the finals, and he's young, and then it's gone, and you want to be like, well, wait a second, no, take this back, like reverse this, because none of us like this, and you're just helpless. And you, I mean, the odds of getting someone like him again, which is why obviously the Lakers wanted him, but the odds of getting someone that talented, that young, is infinitesimal.
And that's why, Channing, if you want to follow one conspiracy theory, even though Dallas is a mega market, you know, how do you piss off a fan base enough to try to make them not care, no longer show up? You get rid of Luka, and then maybe they move the team to Vegas coming up in a few years.
I saw that. Y'all don't seem to be upset when LeBron gets fans kicked out of games, but y'all get upset when the Dallas Mavericks do.
Oh, hold on. The NBA, compared to any other sport, there is no sport that disrespects their fans more than the NBA. Like, if you go to a game and say something ridiculous, and there's a certain line, okay, you should get booted out. But if you call Russell Westbrook Russell Westbrick or if LeBron doesn't like the way that you look at him and you get booted out, you know, it's worse enough that you don't even know who's going to play night in and night out. This is though Adam Silver's NBA. And if I'm Adam Silver, I would finally have his cojones drop and I would call the Mavericks and say, stop kicking your fans out because it's embarrassing. But he won't do that because he has no spine.
There you go. You stuck the landing, Gelby. Zach Gelb, you hear him afternoons nationally on the Infinity Radio Network. There he is at WFAN. What do you got? What do you got in the WFAN studios? You have anything like they give away free snacks or anything?
Honestly, I think I need a drink after talking about this Dallas.
Because I know at the Philly studios, they have the free tasty cakes. They have anything FAN?
Not really. Oh, we have Dunkin' Donuts coffee. They're a sponsor, so they have fresh brewed coffee every day from Dunkin'.
By the time you get there, though,
No tasty cakes.
That's a bummer.
What do you have? You have beautiful women, and you also have good weather all throughout the year. That's what you have, Channing.
No, man, we have Starlight Mints. We got a big one of Starlight Mints.
You two never even go into the office anyway. So why do you need
something? Because they don't have tasty cakes. They have tasty cakes or Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We might be there.
Get a few pub sub. What are those things that Solana always talks about, right? Pub subs?
Well, pub subs, but he also likes Hungry Bear. What if they had Hungry Bear for free every day, Solana?
Oh, don't tease me like that, man. Don't tease me like that.
A little steak bomb at the Hungry Bear, Gelb, next time you're in town.
Yeah.
Where is he? He froze up. See you, Gelb.
Oh, did I freeze?
Nah, you did for a second. We'll see you, buddy.
Oh, you got it. Bye-bye.
There you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Radio Network. All right, let's take a break here. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Puntas las pilas.
Hock and Crowder.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.